open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. 请大家拿你们圣经翻到希伯来书第十一章。Last week, we stepped into the Hall of Fame of Faith. 上星期我们进入信心之名人堂 and that is Hebrews chapter 11. 这是希伯来书第十一章。And in verses 1 and 2 and 6, we learn some truths, some basic truths about faith. 我们在第一、第二、第六节里面，我们学习一些有关信心的真理。We learned what real biblical faith is. 我们学了真的与圣经一致的信心是什么。Can anyone tell us? 谁可以告诉我们这个是什么? Faith is just believing God. Faith is believing God.真的信心就是相信神。We learned that faith in God results in obeying God. 我们也学了信心的结果就是人顺服神。我们相信神，我们就顺服神。And we learned that if we want to come to God and please God, we must have what? Faith. We must have faith. 我们也学了，如果我们要来到神蒙他的悦纳，我们就必须对神有信心。Now today, I'd like to introduce you to the very first man in God's Hall of Fame of Faith. 今天让我给你们介绍信心之名人堂中的第一位。Now he's a man the Bible doesn't talk about very much. 这个人圣经很少提到了他。In fact, the Bible doesn't even record one word this man said.说实话，圣经也没有记载这个人讲的一句话，连一个单词也没有。But this man is so important to God that God personally spoke about him. 但是这个人对神多么重要，而且神亲自提到了他。We're talking about a man today named Abel.今天我讲的是亚伯。We're going to see his portrait hung on the wall of the Hall of Fame of Faith. 今天要看他的肖像在信心之名人堂墙边挂起来了。And of course, this is going to be in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, 就是在希伯来书第十一章第四节。Let's pray. 我们先祷告。Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the Hall of Fame of Faith, Hebrews chapter 11. 天上的父，真的感谢你赐给我们你的话语，真的感谢你教给我们这个信心之名人堂。And we thank you that you have taught us through the example of these people what faith is. 感谢你使用这些人的生活，这些人的榜样，让我们发现可以晓得真的信心是什么。And we thank you for teaching us, dear Lord, how to live by faith. 感谢你教导我们如何借着信心生活。And we thank you that these people were not perfect. 感谢你这些人物都没有一个完美的人。But they trusted you and you used them. 但是因为他们相信你，你就可以使用他们 and you use them to bless their lives, but more importantly, to glorify thine own name. 感谢你使用祝福他们，因为他们相信你就可以祝福他们。但是更重要的就是因为他们相信你，你就可以通过他们的生活，借着他们的生活得着荣耀。So we pray to help us like them to see you gain glory to your name through our faith. 我求你让我们可以因着信能够将荣耀归给你。We pray you'd show us what you want us to see in this passage. 求你让我们看到你要我们所看到的。Show us the Lord Jesus. 让我们见到主耶稣。We ask you to bind the devil. 求你捆绑魔鬼。We pray you'd help us to obey your truth. 求你帮助我们顺服你的真理、你的话语。And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. 我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.We're looking at a portrait this morning. 今天我们看一个人的肖像 and that is the portrait of a man named Abel. 他的名字叫亚伯。First, let's read verse 4. 我们先读希伯来书第十一章第四节 Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts.And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. 希伯来书第十一章第四节，亚伯因着信心就献与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此变得了称义的见证， 这是神对他的礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信心仍旧说话。
Now, he talks about Abel very briefly here, but you don't understand Abel if you don't have Genesis.
在这里希伯来书的作者提到了亚伯，但是如果没有创世纪的话，我们就不能了解亚伯。
So we're going to go back to Genesis this morning, and we're going to learn about what Hebrews is saying here. We're going to learn about this portrait. We're going to let Genesis explain the portrait to us.
所以今天我们要翻到创世纪，在创世纪我们会发现他会给我们解释亚伯的肖像。
Before we turn to Genesis, I want to say this. The author of Hebrews wrote about Abel as if he were a historical, literal person.
希伯来书的作者认为亚伯是历史人物。
Jesus referred to Abel in Matthew 23 as a literal, historical person.
主耶稣基督在马太福音23章提到了亚伯，看他为历史人物。
I want to say this in passing.
顺便说一句啊，
If you want to live by faith,
如果你要借着信心而生活，
as we're learning to do from these elders, these examples in Hebrews 11, 就是
我们从这些希伯来书第十一章中的长老这些榜样，学习如何因着信心生活。
We have got to do something. We've got to accept that God's word is absolutely true.
我们就必须相信神的话语是真话。
Believing that who the Bible records as historical, actual people really did live.
我们必须相信圣经所记载的历史上的内容，字面语的人实在生活过。
That means that these men, these women are not metaphors or symbols of some greater or deeper truth.
这些人不是隐喻或者代表某种更大更深的真理。
These were real people. 他们实在是人。 In Genesis chapters 1, 2, 3 and 4, Adam and Eve really lived.
创世纪第一到四章有亚当和夏娃，他们真的是，他们实在是人。
They actually ate from a forbidden tree.
他们实在吃禁果。
Abel really was their second born son.
亚伯实在是他们家的老二。
So let's go to Genesis chapter 4 to learn about Abel this morning.
今天我们翻到创世纪第四章，学习亚伯。
In Genesis chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible teaches us that Abel was the second born.
在创世纪第四章第二节，圣经告诉我们亚伯是亚当和夏娃的老二。
Actually, Abel was the second born of the human race, not just of Adam and Eve.
亚伯不仅仅是亚当和夏娃的老二，他也是人类中的老二。
Now the firstborn was Cain.
老大就是该隐
and the second born was Abel.
老二就是亚伯。
Now, in Genesis chapter 4, it tells us that he was the second born, and this has some significance.
亚伯是老二有意义。
And here it is. In the Bible, the firstborn of two boys is not always the best.
在圣经里面，如果有两个儿子，老大不一定是最好的。 Now let me give you some examples of that. 我给你们讲一些例子。
God rejected firstborn Cain's offering.
神拒绝老大该隐的献物祭物。
And God accepted Abel's offering.
Abel's sacrifice. 神悦纳亚伯所献上的祭物。
God rejected firstborn Esau's prayers.
神拒绝老大以扫的祷告祈祷。
But he accepted Jacob's prayers.
神却悦纳垂听老二雅各的祷告。
God rejected Aaron as the leader of Israel.
神拒绝亚伦为以色列人的领导人。
But he chose Moses, the second born son, to be the leader of Israel.
但是神拣选摩西，就是第二个儿子，为以色列的领导人。
Adam fellunder Satan's temptation and brought death to mankind.
亚当经不住撒旦所用的诱惑，他就堕落了，把死亡带进去世界。
But Christ, who's called the last Adam, conquered Satan and brought eternal life to the world. 但是圣经叫基督为末后的亚当，基督胜过撒旦，耶稣基督把永生赐给世人。Abel was the second born. Abel's sacrifice was more excellent than Cain's. That's what Hebrews tells us. 希伯来书第十一章告诉我们，亚伯的祭品比该隐的祭品更美。It was more excellent than Cain's sacrifice. How is that so? In what ways? 亚伯的祭物祭品在哪些方面上比该隐的更美呢？ Well, first of all, it was more excellent than Cain's actually. It was more excellent than Cain's actually. 亚伯的祭物比该隐的祭物更美，因为是正确的祭物，因为是正确的祭物。Although Abel seems to have followed his brother's example by bringing an offering to the Lord, 好像亚伯放下他哥哥，把祭物献给耶和华， he did not follow Cain's bad example by bringing the wrong offering. 但是亚伯没有同流合污，就是说他没有跟该隐一样把不对的祭品献给神。 Now we see that in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. 在创世纪四章第三节我们看到这个事实。 And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. 创世纪四章第三节，有一次该隐拿地里的果子为奉献给耶和华。 So who brought the offering first? 谁先拿祭物献给神呢？Cain, firstborn Cain, 老大该隐 verse 4, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat together. 第四节，亚伯也带来了他羊群中头上的和羊的脂油。Who offered first? Who brought an offering to God first? Among these two, 在这两个儿子当中，谁先把奉献带给神呢？Cain, but who brought the right kind of offering? 谁把正确的、无错误的奉献带给神呢？ He said Abel, 亚伯。Look at verse 4, the second part. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. 耶和华看中了亚伯和他的奉献。Verse 5, but unto Cain and to his offering, he, the Lord, had not respect.第五节，但是看不中，就是说耶和华看不中该隐和他的奉献。So, Cain had the right action, but he did it the wrong way. 该隐他的行为好像没错，没有错误，但是他用不对的方式来敬拜神。So, Abel's was better, was more excellent than Cain's.Because it was done the right way. Abel's offering was more excellent than Cain's in actuality.
亚伯的祭物比该隐的祭物更美，因为亚伯的奉献是正确的奉献。
Cain went through the motions of worship and sacrifice. 该隐敬拜神，向神献上奉献的时候，他只煞有介事。Abel worshipped God the way that God would actually accept it.
亚伯按着神实在悦纳的敬拜方式来敬拜神。
Abel's offering was more excellent than Cain's in approval.
In approval. 亚伯的祭物比该隐的祭物更美，因为是神可以悦纳的。因为是神可以悦纳的。
God accepted Abel's offering, Genesis 4:4, but rejected Cain, Genesis 4:5.
神看中亚伯所献上的祭物，却拒绝该隐的奉献。创世纪四章四节五节。
Why? Why? 为什么呀？ Cain brought a bloodless, non-living offering.
该隐把一个无血的非有生命的祭品献给神。
Abel, on the other hand, brought an innocent, slain sacrifice.
亚伯把一个无罪的、被杀的活物为奉献献给神。
Now, how did Abel know that that's what God would accept?
亚伯怎么知道这个是神可以悦纳的奉献呢？
Here's what I think. 我认为是这样的。Adam probably taught his sons the story. 亚当很可能给他的儿子们讲这个故事。He and his wife disobeyed God. 我和我妻子，我们得罪了神，我们违背了神的话语。We realized we were naked. 我们发现我们赤身露体。We made clothes from fig leaves. 我们就拿了一些无花果树的叶子、树叶变做衣服。But God rejected our fig leaf clothes. 但是神却拒绝，神不可以悦纳我们自己变做的衣服。And then God killed innocent animals in our sight. 神在我们面前宰杀了一些无罪的动物。And he used the skins of those animals to give us clothes. 他就用那些动物的皮肤给我们做衣服。And boys, Cain and Abel, boys, listen. 该隐、亚伯，你听你们的爸爸吧。God rejected our clothes.神拒绝我们自己变做的衣服 And he also rejects our good works to cover our sins 神也拒绝我们的行为我们的善行为那些遮盖我们罪恶的东西 Only what God provides can cover our sin Only the skin of an innocent killed animal could cover our nakedness 只有一个被杀的动物的皮肤可以遮盖我们的身体 And just like that, I'll be jigger. Only an innocent substitute who's been killed can cover your sin. 只有一个无罪的、被杀的活物可以遮盖我们的罪恶。And I think Adam probably talked to his boys something like that. 我认为亚当很可能对该隐和亚伯讲这个故事。And that's how Abel knew how to bring lambs to God. 很可能是亚伯怎么知道我应该把羊为奉献带给神。Now, Abel worshipped God in the way God could accept it, and that's why it was more acceptable than Cain's. 亚伯的奉献比该隐的奉献更美，因为是神可以悦纳的。Now, Cain, what did he bring? He brought what? Food, fruits and vegetables. 该隐带了什么东西啊？第三节告诉我们。What did he bring? Verse 3 tells us. In process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. 第三节告诉我们有一次该隐拿地里的果子为奉献给耶和华。Is there anything wrong with produce, fruits and vegetables? 水果、蔬菜有问题吗? No. In fact, some might even say it's better than meat. 有一些人可能说吃这个比吃肉更好。But the fact is, fruits and vegetables don't have blood.说实话，水果、蔬菜都没有血。They're not living. They don't have life. 他们没有生命。They don't have life in the sense that an animal has life. 他们没有动物那种的生命。And so they cannot be a substitute for our sin. 他们就不能为替罪羊。Abel's offering was more excellent than Cain's actually. 亚伯的奉献比该隐的奉献更美，因为是正确的奉献。Abel's offering was more excellent than Cain's offering in approval. 亚伯的奉献比该隐的奉献更美，因为是神可以悦纳的。And number three, Abel's offering was more excellent than Cain's offering in attitude. In attitude, 亚伯的奉献比该隐的奉献更美，因为是他态度好。Cain was angry when God rejected him and accepted Abel. 神拒绝该隐悦纳亚伯的时候，该隐就很生气了。We find that in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 5. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. 创世纪第四章第五节，只是看不中该隐和他的奉献，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。I love how the Chinese translates, his countenance fell. 我特别喜欢中文圣经如何解释他的态度。It says, the color of his face changed. 他说变了脸色。We might say his face turned red. 可能说他的脸变红了。He was angry. 他很生气。The wrong attitude, 有不对的态度 And that reveals the motive of his heart in bringing an offering to God.
他的态度，他这样生气，把他心里把奉献献给神的目的显现出来。
The Bible doesn't tell us how Abel responded when God accepted his offering. 圣经没有告诉我们神悦纳亚伯的奉献的时候，亚伯如何对这个回应。But I think we can guess at least the attitude that he had. 我认为我们可以猜测亚伯的态度。I believe Abel was a humble man. 我认为亚伯是一个很谦卑的人。And here's why I think that. 为什么认为他很谦卑呢？ Because Psalm 138, verse 6 says this, Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. 诗篇138篇第六节说，耶和华虽高，仍看顾低位的人。Now, Genesis 4, verse 4 says, The Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. 创世纪第四章第四节说，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的奉献。In Psalm 138, it says, The Lord has respect unto the lowly. 诗篇138篇说，神看顾低微的人。英文圣经他说 ，respect 就是看重的意思，跟创世纪四章四节一样。Then it says this, Psalm 138 verse 6, second part says, But the proud he knoweth afar off. 诗篇138篇第六节第二个部分说，他却从远处看出骄傲的人。If Abel had been proud, God would have rejected him. 如果亚伯是骄傲的人，神就拒绝了他。But God accepted him. God had respect on him. 但是神看重亚伯。That says to me that Abel had a humble heart before God. 这告诉我亚伯在神的面前有很谦卑的心。In the New Testament, we read this in James 4, verse 6. 在新约雅各书第四章第六节说 Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. 雅各书四章第六节说，所以他说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩典给谦卑的人。Abel believed God, and this led him to do the right thing the right way. 因为亚伯相信神，他就行正确的行为。Listen, true faith will always lead you to do what is right in God's sight. 注意听啊。真的信心必定让你行神所喜悦的行为。Hebrews chapter 11, in our portrait of Abel, it says, By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. 希伯来书第十一章第四节，我们看信心名人堂里的头一个人的肖像的时候，发现他说亚伯因着信心就献与神，比该隐所献的更美。然后他说第二步说，因此变得了称义的见证，就是神对他的礼物做的见证。 Now look at the phrase that says he obtained witness that he was righteous. 我们注意看这句话说他得了称义的见证。Abel earned his good reputation. 亚伯获得了他的这个见证。But he did not earn righteousness. 但是亚伯没有获得公义。He earned the testimony. He earned the witness. He earned the reputation. But not the righteousness. 他获得了称义的见证。他获得了称义的名声。但是他没有获得了公义。That's an important distinction to make. 这个差别很重要。The Bible says he was righteous. 圣经说亚伯是称义的人。Here's what that does not mean. 意思不是 he was sinless. It does not mean he was sinless. 圣经没有说他是无罪的。If Abel was sinless, he would not have needed to bring an offering for sin. 如果他是无罪的的人，他就不用把奉献献给耶和华了。He was righteous, which means he was made right in God's sight. 他是称义的人的意思就是亚伯因此 在神面前称义，因此是什么意思？ How was he made right in God's sight? 在神的面前怎么称义呢？ By faith. By faith. It says by which. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. By which means 因此，因为他有信心。He obtained this testimony. 他就获得了这个见证。Now that was Cain's problem. 这个就是该隐的问题。He thought he could be justified, made right, accepted in God's sight by what his hands brought to God. 该隐认为他在神的面前可以称义，因为他把他双手所收割的东西。He was a farmer. 他是个农民。Throughout human history, there are essentially only two kinds of faith. 在人类历史中，只有两种信仰。Some say only two religions. 有一些传道人说只有两种宗教。The first kind is the works of Cain. 第一种就是该隐的行为。That means men attempt to gain God's approval by doing some sort of good work. 就是说人为的是获得神的悦纳来行善。The second kind of faith is completely opposite.第二种信仰跟第一种信仰完全不一样，是完全相反的。And that is the faith of Abel. 就是亚伯的信心。The first is the works of Cain. The second is the faith of Abel. 第一种就是该隐的行为，第二种就是亚伯的信心。And the faith of Abel was simply this. For a man to come to God, he must come with an innocent substitute sacrificed for sin.一个人要来到神面前亲近神，他必须带着无罪的代替他罪恶的替罪羊来。Look at Romans chapter 3. 请大家翻到罗马书第三章。Romans chapter 3 and verse 21. 罗马书第三章二十一节。But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested,Being witnessed by the law and the prophets, 罗马书三章二十一节，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和众先知做见证。Verse 22, even the righteousness of God, not the righteousness of man, the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 23节就是神的义。借，你看，是神的义，而不是你的义，不是我的义，是神的义，神的公义。就是神的义，借耶稣基督的信心，加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪。亏缺了神的荣耀。Verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. 24节，如今却蒙他的恩典，因着在基督耶稣里的救赎，就白白的称义。You can follow Cain's way, or you can follow Abel's way. 你可以跟着该隐的方式，该隐的路，或者可以跟着亚伯的榜样。And if you choose Cain's way, if you choose to come to God by your good works, God will reject you. 如果你跟该隐一样来到神面前，神就拒绝你，因为你依赖你的行为，你的善行。But if you come Abel's way, humbly, bringing that sinless sacrifice that God accepts, God will accept you.而如果你像亚伯一样，你谦卑的把神所说的他可以悦纳的奉献，就是那无罪的替罪羊来到神面前，神就必定悦纳你。And that one sacrifice that God promised to accept is His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. 神承诺他必定悦纳的奉献替罪羊就是。He is the sinless one. 他就是无罪的。He is the one slain for our sin. 他就是为我们的罪被杀过的。Abel is the first that we see here in Hebrews chapter 11. in this long line of faith heroes, 亚伯就是在这些信心英雄的头一个人物。It seems that God placed him there with clear intent. 好像神有很明显的目的把他放在那个位置。Why was that? 为什么呀? I believe it was to teach us this. 就是教导我们这个真理。If you want to have true and biblical faith, 如果你要有真的有圣经意志的信心, the kind of faith that God accepts, 就是神可以悦纳的信心, it begins with you and me submitting to this truth. 就是由我们在这一点上顺服神为开端。We must have the kind of faith that Abel has.我们必须有亚伯那样的信心。We must come to God, not with our works or deeds. 我们来到神不可以依赖我们的行为 but relying on God to accept the sinless substitute who died in our place, the Lord Jesus Christ. 只能相信神要悦纳的那无罪的代替我们死的替罪羊主耶稣基督。True faith, the faith that God accepts,depends on Christ who died for our sins on the cross. 真的信心神所悦纳的信心就是依赖那为我们的罪死的耶稣基督的信心。Before you try to learn anything else about faith from the other faith heroes in this chapter, 你要跟希伯来书第十一章里面的信心英雄学习信心以前 be sure you have the kind of faith that Abel had.你就千万确定你有亚伯那样的信心。Be sure you're trusting the Lord Jesus Christ to be your sinless, innocent substitute. 千万千万你信靠主耶稣基督为你你的无罪的替罪羊。Now, Hebrews 11, verse 4 has one more phrase about Abel. 希伯来书第十一章第四节还有一句解释亚伯。It says, by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By it, he being dead, yet speaketh. 希伯来书第十一章第四节最后一句说，他虽然死了，却因这信心仍旧说话。却因这信心仍旧说话。This is very, very interesting. 有一个非常非常有意思的事情。The Bible does not record in Genesis or in Hebrews or in Matthew a word that Abel spoke.圣经在创世纪、马太福音、希伯来书都没有告诉我们亚伯所说的话。It doesn't record anything he said. 他没有记载他讲的一句话。And yet Abel has this testimony. 然而亚伯有这样的见证 that even though he's dead, he still speaks. 虽然他已经死了但是他仍旧说话。We don't know what he said, but he speaks. 我们不知道他说什么但是他仍旧说话。And he's been dead and he speaks. 他已经死了却仍旧说话。Some truths to learn from this fact, these facts. 我们可以跟这些事实学习一些功课一些真理。We don't prove that we have faith in God by talking about it. 我们不是通过夸自己的信心证明我们有信心。Anybody can talk, 谁都可以说话。谁都可以吹牛。We show our faith in God is genuine by obeying Him. 我们顺服神的时候，就显示我们对神的信心。James chapter 2 verse 18. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. 雅各书第二章十八节，有人说你有信心，我有行为。你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。What does that mean? 这什么意思？ Your actions speak louder than your words. 这什么意思呢？行动胜于空话。Pastor Fire has a good song. Your talk talks.And your walk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. 有一个儿童歌词说，你的话说话，你的行为也说话，但你的行为比你的话说的更可信的。Judas Iscariot called Jesus master. 加略人犹大称耶稣为师父 but he betrayed him. He betrayed him. 但是他出卖了耶稣。You can say one thing, but your actions speak louder than your words. 你可以说话，你可以说话，但是，但是你的行为证明你是否有信心。Abel probably died around 3875 BC. 亚伯很可能公元前3875年左右死了。The book of Hebrews was written sometime between 50 and 70 AD. 希伯来书是公元后50到70年左右写的。When the book of Hebrews was being penned, 这样看来，希伯来书记载的时候Abel had already been dead for more than 3,900 years. 亚伯已经3,900年不在了。But the book of Hebrews says, he being dead yet speaketh. 但是希伯来书十一章说，他虽然死了，却因这信心仍旧说话。Abel's testimony had lasted not only decades, not only centuries, but for nearly 4,000 years. 亚伯的见证还存着，不是短短的时间，而是快4,000年的时间。And here we are today, still talking about him and learning from his testimony of faith in God. 现在，我们这时代，我们还在说到他，从他相信神的见证学习。6,000 years later, 6,000年以后。And Abel didn't know. 亚伯没有晓得。He didn't know that God was recording the story. 他不知道神记载这个故事。He didn't know that nearly 3,000 years later, 亚伯没有晓得。快3,000年以后 God himself would come down in human flesh. 神亲自成肉身来到这个世界上 and speak his name and call him righteous Abel.说到他的名字，称他为义人亚伯。In Matthew 23, that's what Jesus said. 耶稣在马太福音23章这样称呼亚伯。Did you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, 基督里的弟兄姊妹知道吗？ You may feel insignificant. 也许你觉得你是无足轻重的人物。But if you're trusting God and living by faith, 如果你相信神，如果你因着信生活，God is paying attention to you. 神看顾你 He knows you. 他认识你 And he is recording your faithfulness. He's writing it down. 神在记录你对他的信心 Psalm 34:15 says, The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. 诗篇34篇第15节说耶和华的眼目看顾义人他的耳朵也向他们的呼求敞开。Nahum 1:7 says, The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. 那红书第一章七节说耶和华本为善在患难的日子为保障。And he knoweth them that trust in him. 并且认得那些信靠他的人。In the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 6, Verse 10, 新约圣经希伯来书第六章第十节 For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. 因为神并非不公义竟忘记你们对他的名所做的功和爱的劳苦 which ye have showed toward his name and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. 就是先前服侍圣徒如今还是服侍 Even if you don't know it.Others are watching you too. 虽然你可能没有晓得不知道但是有人在看着你 And if you're faithful to God 如果你对神很忠心的话 Your faith will inspire others to trust and obey him too. 你的信心你的见证必定激励人跟你一样信靠顺服神 Abel is the first man. He is the first person. He's the first portrait in the Hall of Fame of Faith.亚伯就是神的信心名人堂里面的头一个肖像 And he had faith that led him to obey 他又信靠神又顺服神 Trust and obey For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus But to trust and obey 信靠顺服 此外不能蒙福。若要得主里喜乐，只要信靠顺服。Let's pray. 我们来祷告吧。Father, we thank you for your holy word. 天上的父，真的感谢你把你的圣洁的话语赐给我们。We thank you for this portrait of Abel. 感谢你有亚伯的肖像。I pray, Father, you help us, like him, to trust and obey. 我求你帮助我们跟亚伯一样信靠顺服。Because truly, there's no other way to be accepted with God. 因为除了这个以外，就没有另一个讨神喜悦的方式。Use us, I pray. 我求你使用我们。Use us to glorify thy name. 使用我们将荣耀归给你的名。We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. 奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.